A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. This is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. In today's episode, I would like to discuss about one of the concepts that is mentioned in Ashtanga Hridayam Sutrasthanam. There is a chapter which discusses about some of the urges of our body that should never be suppressed. Okay, it says it should never be suppressed. For example, it feels like somebody is forcing us not to do that, which means you should let the body release whatever that urges. Now, there are various urges we are not supposed to suppress, and if we suppress, it can lead to many diseases that could potentially become irreversible. Now, what are they? I mean, there are various urges, but one of the most important urges, some of the urges are like sleep. You should never suppress that urge to sleep, to urinate, to defecate, to eat. If you're hungry, you have to eat. But there is a difference between hunger and craving, but that's for another topic to discuss. But there is one urge that is mentioned in that chapter, and that is the urge of crying or releasing of the tears. Now, this has always been a fascinating topic for me ever since I started learning about Ayurveda. I have seen so many people with metabolic disorders, chronic illness. By the way, I don't believe in the word chronic, but it's a name that has been given today for Western medicine that just could not find a way to treat it. So let's just call it chronic because it's everlasting and it's not the same. However, a disease that people are suffering for a very, very long time and they were told there is no cure for this. A lot of them had unprocessed emotions. And one of the ways our body processes emotions, vents out our sorrows, is through tears. And I was really amazed when I read a quote by a 19th century physician. His name is Henry Maudslay, and he claims he made a quote in 1867. I'm not sure if it's exactly that year, but definitely in the 19th century. The sorrow that has no vent in tears may make other organs weep. I will just repeat that again. The sorrow that has no vent in tears may make other organs weep. Now, this was told by a physician and then 19th century anatomist. And he was considered at that point in time a very authority in the connection between body and mind. And now, you know, we are waking up to that concept, understanding how the mind is influencing our body. And we all know that blood pressure, it can be because of some stress or when the stress is not dealt with properly. And high blood pressure can later on lead to heart problems, stroke, vascular diseases, many other issues, or even internal hemorrhage. So this idea, the sorrow that has no vent in tears may make other organs weep. Now, people, when they don't go through a grief period, it can lead to many other illnesses that cannot be understood where it is coming from. Now, the same quote, it has been rephrased as an expression that cannot find its, a feeling that cannot find its expression through tears will make the other organs weep. Well, it's quite similar. A feeling that cannot find its expression in tears will cause other organ to weep. And you can see a lot of similarity in that. And it's actually a same statement by Dr. Henry repurposed. But it's so similar to what Ayurveda was saying. If we suppress our urge to cry, or when the tears are being blocked, a lot of toxins are also being blocked. There are various, you know, we can understand. Tears also have a lot of toxins that are being released. And when people cry, it's also like an emotional detox that is happening. And many people feel when there is a emotional turmoil, after they cry, they feel much relaxed, as if the pressure is released. And suddenly they feel a bit more, they can breathe deeply. And also when people are sobbing, they actually breathe deeply. That's also another thing that happens. And there are certain studies which talks about crying can help release of oxytocin and some endogenous opioids. Otherwise, it's also called as endorphins. These are the feel-good chemicals that happen. And sometimes when people are not crying for a long period, they say, I've been strong, I'm not supposed to cry, especially men. And also there are some women who are also told you should not cry. And suddenly when they keep a strong face outside and when they are not listening to their body's emotional impact, and whenever there is a tear that is coming out, the body will use that advantage. Okay, finally there is an outlet, so let me just release it for a long period. That can also happen. Now, I have seen many people when they come for the consultation, they would come with their medical reports. Doctor, this is what I'm suffering from. This has been my case. They would come with their medical reports for the past 15 years. This was the blood. You could see the blood test that happened like 15 years ago. And they've been holding on to this. This has been my problem. Nobody is able to find what is wrong with me. And they keep a very strong face that, you know, they are a warrior. They are fighting to it. Crying doesn't mean we are weak. Crying just makes us human. It just makes us realize if there is an internal pressure, letting it out is a way for the body to bring back that harmony. At one point of time, you know, especially men, you know, all the men we are brought up said, being told, men don't cry. And if you see, women live longer and women cry more. I don't know if this can be a real data to say that why women live longer, but definitely we could have a correlation here. But still, when crying happens, we tend to become more human. We acknowledge the body that I am listening to you. That makes the body feel safe. But when we suppress it, there is this immense pressure that we are holding. When people are suppressing their tears, they feel a lot of heaviness on their chest and throat, and later on it can also lead to headaches. And soon after they cry, they feel a release that is happening. Some people even say when they are going through deep pain, after they cry, the pain also minimizes. So a lot of release and a detox is happening when people cry. And when we are born, one of the first signs that a baby is healthy is the baby is crying. And it's not like it's only for the babies. It doesn't mean that we should not cry later on. Crying is a very powerful mechanism for the body to release something that is not in balance. So that is why in Ayurveda, it is considered as a vega. The vega means an urge of the body that should not be suppressed. And when we suppress, it can lead to headache. Migraine could be one of them. It can lead to neck pain, jaw tension, heaviness on the chest, and overall the whole nervous system's total functionality, it can also become slightly inefficient. That is why if at all there is an urge to cry, it's okay to cry. That's why even when patients come, and I always tell my students when they are coming to learn with me, and if there is a patient that is crying in front of me, never, even I teach my therapist who are doing treatments for my patients, if at all there is the patient that is crying on the therapy bed or on your consultation room, we must never say, don't cry, don't cry. The most magical words that we can tell a patient when they are crying, or a friend or someone that is crying, is, it's okay, just let go. The word let go. And that's what our body needs. Our body needs to release it. At that time, don't cry. Why are you crying? It actually makes them feel not heard, not understood. Instead, if you tell them, it's okay, let go, I am with you, that makes them feel safe. That makes them feel, at least there is someone who understands me. And if they are crying in front of someone, they are being super, super vulnerable. You know, they are showing their most weakest points. Because in ancient times, when a person cries, that person is supposed to be weak, and a weak person can anytime be killed or being eaten. So crying, we have a genetic inheritance. Crying in front of others is not good, and it can be quite detrimental for my survival, especially for men, because men used to be the hunter-gatherers. They used to go and hunt, and if you cry and if you're weak, you could be killed anytime. You're not strong enough to survive the dangers that are upcoming. But today, most of the threats are perceived threats. And if we don't cry, it can build up and it can later on lead to tumors, cancers, and lot many other diseases that we are not able to find out. Grief, when it is not gone through, it could lead to many other problems. Even hiccups can happen. Like one of my friend, he sent a patient to me saying that he's going through a lot of hiccups and there is no way he can change it. And whenever he's talking, there is a lot of hiccup happening. And he loves to talk and he loves to give speeches. And every time he's about to start a speech, the hiccups come and it makes it so embarrassed. So then, you know, they tried a lot of treatments and it didn't work. The doctor tried, maybe we should cut the nerve that is making you hiccup, which costs like thousands of dollars. So they tried to reach out to an Ayurvedic doctor. My friend told him to come. And then I just asked him, what was happening in your life for the past 1 year? Did anything emotionally damaging or difficult happen to you? And he said, yes, he was going through a breakup. And his work life was so intense, he didn't have time to even think about it. And he used to work and sometimes alcohol and sometimes a lot of travel to come out of that. And because of that, he didn't go through the grief that made him, the body's inner suffering or the pressure that was holding on to for a very long period to release through these hiccups. Then I told him, okay, how do you feel to talk about that breakup? And then he started sobbing. And that sobbing, maybe it took some time. And then after that, when you sob, you know, your energy also goes a bit down. And after some time, we could see that the need for this hiccup is also going out. And slowly, after a few weeks, he says that now the hiccup is not there. And of course, his sleep was corrected. His nervous system was, by getting into healthy routine and eliminating alcohol, unhealthy food. And also we did a detox with Panchakarma. By the way, Panchakarma is not just a detox. It's a life-changing process, but just for people to understand this. And all of that put together, he was able to recover from that. Actually, he avoided a surgery of cutting down one of the nerve that could prevent him from having this hiccup. So I'm just giving you a brief idea what it means when we don't listen to our body. So two takeaways from this. I would again like to repeat the statement. The sorrow that has no vent in tears may make other organs weep. So whenever there is a sorrow or a grief or a sadness, and if there is an urge to cry, please don't hold it. And if you see somebody crying, never tell them to stop. The second takeaway is the most powerful magical word. This also I learned from Marisa Peer, who was there in my podcast previous episode. The most magical word that you can tell a person who's crying is, it's okay, just let go. Just let go. It really helps. And in fact, when a person is coming to my Ayurvedic retreat for a Panchakarma, what we are making the body do is letting go of the toxins that the body doesn't need, including the emotional ones. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like this podcast, please do subscribe to it and also share and also put a review, an honest review, and with the 5 stars. It will really help us to spread this mission of helping people to become their healthiest versions. And if you want to do an online consultation, please do check the show notes and you could book an online session and we could see how it can help you to improve your health goals. And if you're interested in doing a Panchakarma, please do check the website sitaramretreat.com. If you can check it also in the show notes and you can book a session and also come for a life-changing, transformational Ayurvedic retreat. Thank you all. Have a fantastic day ahead.